个修复不多啊。他今天就说我的朋友是吧，北京我都是认识的，我是代表的呢。啊，多年的那家的，修了的，从郎就能从郎过来，没路郎的，那家的，写了就比他家修电梯什么是不是吧？我最近等他，上届呢，过年跟大家浪的呢，就在出去呢，那我们到啊，等这一提拔前辈去，去得当，山上面到啊，等这提拔去你不得，啊，嗯，啊。咱们这是亲自炒啊！啊，那就弄麻油吧，一那那就是人家搞的，送的送的用不得。那就弄黄豆嘛，那不闹事。我不，我娘干的我都，全部送出去的送死，我的是主要是。
So here, as we have discussed, the Heart Sutra, we say the Prajnaparamita Sutra, the extensive, medium, and condensed version of the Perfectional Wisdom Sutra.Has the explicit subject matter, the stages of emptiness, and then also has the implicit subject matter, which is the stages of the procedure of a progression on the path. So our Heart Sutra includes all these two aspects of the teachings. And then also we say,Also then, before Buddha entered into Nirvana, his disciple asked him the way of Mahayana. There are the two different tracks of Mahayana. There is the way of Mahayana that is in connection with the middle way philosophical view. And then there is also the way of Mahayana, which is in connection with the Chitta Mantra view. And these are very extensive and profound. And after Buddha, it will be hard for the students to understand the meaning. Therefore, they asked Buddha, after he passed into Nirvana, who will be the person to uphold these teachings? And then also we say that when the Buddha, during the time when the Buddha was still alive, both four, philosophical schools were active or existent. But after Buddha passed away, the Hinayana schools becomes more prevalent, whereas the practitioners of Mahayana or the teachings of Mahayana philosophical views becomes or the Mahayana in general, Mahayana practitioners, they tend to practice in secret. So then, the Hinayana, the two Hinayana schools, when they hear the description in Heart Sutra, when it says, or in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra in general, when it says the I, there's no I, no ear, and no this and that. And then when they heard that, they thought that this means that karma doesn't exist, things do not exist conventionally. Therefore, they think that the Prajnaparamita Sutra is not teaching of Buddha. Therefore, they deprecate the Mahayana, Perfectional Wisdom Sutra.
昆仙讲是主题造了提前广告门提前广告门的新的车子路路也是路路当图门马匹工业是大马路的把租给提拔前面搞起来过嘛的是路路配菜结束那些大马路的把租给你提拔前面搞起来过的是
Then Jianyang Sheba in his root text of in his root verse of the philosophical tenets, also spoke to the effect that before Asanga and Nagarjuna appear, the Hinayana philosophers do not accept the Mahayana teachings. And then after Nagarjuna and Asanga appeared, then the Hinayana practitioners starts to accept Mahayana teaching. So Buddha taught in Lanka Avatara Sutra that 400 years after I enter into Nirvana in the south, in the land in the south, a name called the Bodhi, there will be a glorious monk, a fully ordained monk, whose name is called Naga. And he will appear in the world and eliminate the extreme of existence and non-existence, and then disseminate the teachings of mine. And then after he die, he will pass. He will be going to the pure land called Sukhavati, and attain the Bodhisattva ground called the extreme. Extremely joyful. So as Buddha said, as Buddha prophesied 400 years after he passed into Nirvana, Nagarjuna is going to appear. As Buddha predicted, he appeared in the world and clarified the way of Mahayana in connection with the middle way, the view of the middle way school. And then as Buddha predicted, 400 years after Buddha entered Nirvana in the South India, in a place in South India, Nagarjuna was born.
Then
after Nagarjuna was born, his parents took him to a person who was able to see into his future by looking at the lines on his palm. And then this person says, your son is extremely good, but the problem is when he is seven years old, he's gonna die.
Then,
at the time when the child was approaching age of seven, his parents were very depressed, and then they didn't want to see him dying, and then therefore they sent him away to the direction of a place, into the place where the Nalanda Monastery was located. And then the boy went to the he ended up going to the monastery, and then he was like playing the music of the Brahmins. And then at that time in the monastery there was the great Mahasiddhi Saraha, and then he saw this, and so he called other people to bring the boy to him.
ताने दुजे सारा बाग पोगो दे नेचु टिडियो ने पोगो दे गे नालो दिन दुले दिया यो मारे न पामो तो पांस नेचु जुदुले अने दुजे सारा चुरुन सेंटी से वो मारे चुरुन छतवा रिन ता निवा गाले वो मारे अने होल करन ना वही ने जिना ने सब जे लोग आ सो लो दुजा मारे दुजा सो वो तने की छत
दुजा मारे
हां
दुजा मारे
दुजा
So then the boy was brought to the Mahasid, the Saraha, the great master, and then he asked Nagarjuna, and Nagarjuna told him the story that he's going to die at the age of 7, and then his parents sent him away, and then the Saraha, the Mahasiddhi, said, then you don't need to worry because I have the ability to extend your life. So afterwards, Saraha taught him certain practices, and then due to that, Nagarjuna was able to live up to the age of
600.
And then after he studied, Nagarjuna was giving teaching. And that one time, there were two little boys who came to the teaching. When they were listening to the teaching, they had their mouth covered with hand. So then Nagarjuna asked them, why is it that you covered your mouth with your hand? Then the two boys said, well, we're not human beings, we're Nagas, because Nagas have poison in their in our mouth. When Nagas have poison in our mouth, so therefore we have to cover our mouth.
They
say that you want to cover their mouth, otherwise their poison in a mouth would harm other people. So that time Nagarjuna says, well, now that since you are Nagas, then tomorrow when you come, you just bring your normal body as Nagas. Don't come disguised as human being. So then the second day, what came was two huge poisonous serpent, and everybody was afraid and ran away. Then that time Nagarjuna told other people that they don't need to worry because these were just the two boys who came the day before. So then that time Nagarjuna told the two little Nagas, and he said, well, then next time when you come, then please bring the ornaments of the Nagas. So these two young Nagas, when they went back, they reported to the king of Nagas, and they say, the master wants to have the ornaments of Nagas, so we like to bring those. Then the Naga king said, so in that case, we'd like to invite the master to come to the place of Nagas and give teachings. And we have plenty of ornaments. If he come, we can offer those to him. So then after Nagarjuna went there, he brought back from the region of Naga the different versions of Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, the extensive version which has 100,000 stanzas, and then then also the medium and condensed version of Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So then after he came back and brought the sutras, Nagarjuna also composed six important texts on the middle way, on the view of middle way. It's called the six collections of reasoning. And then he composed those texts. So in this way, he was able to revitalize the degenerated teaching system of middle way philosophy. Then, following Nagarjuna, there were his students, Ayadeva, Buddha Balita, Baba Veka, and Chandrakirti. So there were the great masters of Prasangika and Svatantrika sub school of the middle way school. So then, here, the Master Ayadeva and Chandrakirti comments upon Nagarjuna's works based on the view of Prasangika school. And then maybe if you still have the table, you want to take a look if you're not familiar. So the Prasangika school, the last one, and then the master Baba Viveka became the founder of the autonomy school, the Svatantrika school, and particularly he was the founder of the Sutra Autonomy Middle Way School, Sutrantika Svatantrika Majjhimika School, and then the great abbot Shankara Rakshita became the founder of the Yogic Autonomy Middle Way School, Yogacara Svatantrika Majjhimika School.
So the main masters who mainly teaches the
unmistaken Prasangika philosophy, philosophical view are Chandrakirti, Master Chandrakirti, then Lubun Bao is the what do we say in
Mudita Yang,
Ashokosha, Master Ashokosha, and then also Master Shantideva. These were the teachers who taught the unmistaken Prasangika philosophical view.
So here we say that
we have to study the valid scriptures of the Prasangika school then also practice the in accordance with the Prasangika view. And then when the Indian master Atisha came to Tibet, students asked him, who should we rely on to understand the middle way view? Then Atisha says in one of his commentary, one of his works, the student of Nagarjuna is Chandrakirti, and then through relying on Chandrakirti, one can understand the profound view of emptiness. So as he said, then Chandrakirti is the student of Nagarjuna, then we should rely on Chandrakirti. And so therefore we have to study the books of Chandrakirti's works. Then there are the root text and auto commentary of Majjhimaka Avatara, Guide to the Middle Way, and then also Chandrakirti's commentary on Nagarjuna's treatise on the Middle Way, called the Clear Word. So then also Chandrakirti stated in his Majjhimaka Avatara, there's no way to peace, there's no method of pacification outside the system of Nagarjuna. So he says, in order to understand the unmistaken middle way view, one has to rely on the view of Nagarjuna. And similarly, Padamba Sangye, a Tibet Indian master who came to Tibet, also says, saying that there is a higher view than saying that there is a higher view than the view of Nagarjuna indicates that there is a fault, a defect in the view. So saying that Nagarjuna's view is the unmistaken one. There's nothing higher than that. So then, the great schools of Tibet, Buddhist schools of Tibet, Nyingma Sakya, Kagyu, and Gelu, all of these, they use the great books such as Majjhimaka Avatara, Chandrakirti's Majjhimaka Avatara, as the basis, and then engage in a study, engage in the teaching and study of the middle way view. So then, really speaking, Nyingma, Kagyu, and Sakya, all of these schools, the final view of them is the Prasangika view. If someone, it's possible is that someone do not understand correctly, then it wouldn't be the case for this particular person, but really the view of these has to be the Prasangika view of these schools. So then here in the Nyingma school, we hear the practice of Dzogchen, the great perfection, and in the Kagyu school, the Mahamudra, and then in the Gelugpa school, the union of bliss and emptiness, and in the Sakya school, there is the union of union of clarity and emptiness. So for all these practices, the view of Nagarjuna is indispensable. Without the view of Nagarjuna, then it's impossible to posit the meaning of Dzogchen or Mahamudra or the union of bliss and emptiness, or the union of clarity and emptiness. Also here in the Nyingma school, they talk about the nine vehicles, then the nine stage, the nine levels, the nine vehicles. So they say there are the hearers, Shravaka, Pratika Buddha, the solitary realizers, and the Bodhisattva vehicle, and then above that there is the action tantra, performance tantra, and the yoga tantra, and above these there are the Mahayoga, Anuyoga, and Adi Yoga.
What is it? And then Nyamaba Keba Tendal Tribus, Mahayoga, Anuyoga, Adi Yoga, Kanakandal Javaris, Tidu, and the Sukhno Lame Kishara, and the Kunzu Telagus, Paju Maju Yemenis, Paju Sawan Duba, Maju Kuluduma, Maju Kulu in a Telagus. Paju Sawan Duba, Maju Kuluduma, and then was over there.
So then here, Tambu Kara Sumba, Majisha. Tambu. So then here we talk about in the Dzogchen, there is the Mahayoga, Anuyoga, and Adiyoga. So Rinpoche asked the scholars of Nyingma school, what do you say? What is the Mahayoga, Anuyoga, Anuyoga, and Adiyoga? So the Nyingma, the scholar of Nyingma school replies that so these three refers to the father tantra, mother tantra, and the non-dual tantra. And then so here in the, it's kind of a little bit similar to what the Gelugpa school say, because Gelugpa school also talk about the father tantra. The example is the Guhyasamaja tantra, and then there is also the mother tantra, and the example is the Hiruga, the Chakrasambhava tantra. And then but the differences in the according to the Gelugpa school, particularly Jejong Kaba in his commentary on the completion stage of Guhyasamaja, the five stage thoroughly illuminating the it's called the lamp, thoroughly illuminating the five stages. Ringa Sedron, in this book, Jerembuchi refuted that there is a non-dual tantra, because if it's a father tantra, then it's necessarily a non-dual tantra. Then if it's a mother tantra, then it's necessarily also a non-dual tantra. If you say there is a separate non-dual tantra, then you have to, I guess, I didn't understand that part. You have to posit a particular tantra, something as also a specific category. So there would be many, many, you can say many, many things, but in fact it's all included in the father and mother tantra. There was a particular tantra he was mentioning, which I'm not familiar with.
That thing is also two chains in Yemen, you said, those. They are the Maimi Gulu Jajab Maimi and Dusian Sijadwagina and the Pitching Swanji to my boss on the Jajab, they are rumors.
So then if you say that the great completion, the Dzogchen practice of the Nyingma school, if you say that is posited as the non-dual tantra, then that's very nice, because it is concordant with the Gelugpa school, because according to the then we talk about the concept of non-duality in the Paramita vehicle or the exoteric Mahayana tradition, the non-duality, freedom from duality, refers to the fact that the method is conjoined with wisdom, and wisdom is conjoined with method. And in Tantra, the freedom from duality mainly refers to the union of the meditation of the deity yoga and the yoga of emptiness. So these two things, and we say that the union of these two, deity yoga and the emptiness yoga, is necessary for both Father Tantra and Mother Tantra.
So
if you say there's something other than the theory which is just presented, then that's something you say the Nyingma school, the great perfection, is something other than what Gelugpa have. So here we say that it's possible for all these different schools to have mistakes. For instance, there are different scholars, teachers, they have their own ideas. It's possible for a Nyingma, Kagyu, or Gelu, or Sajja teacher to have a mistaken view. But if you really understand the meaning of these, then it comes to the same point, because otherwise you couldn't say that these teachings are Buddhist teachings. So then here we say that we have to understand emptiness through relying on the definitive sutras, not through relying on the interpretable sutras. And here there is the discussion of the four reliance. For instance, one is relying the Kansalamidun Chuladun. For instance, relying on Dharma instead of person, relying on the definitive sutras instead of relying on the interpretable sutras. So there is the difference between the definitive sutras and the sutras. If it's a sutra, then it's either an interpretable sutra, or it's a then if it is not that, then it has to be a definitive sutra. Then here it says the Yeah, so here there's a quotation. Looks like it's from the Lodzu Miseba Denpa Do, the sutra taught by Bodhisattva inexhaustible wisdom. There's such a sutra. Here we say that at the beginning of let me just finish the other part. What we say, so a sutra which teaches about the establishment of the conventionality is a interpretable sutra, and a sutra which teaches about the establishment of the ultimate nature is a definitive sutra, or you can say a sutra which teaches about emptiness as its main subject matter, and that is a definitive sutra. And if a sutra teaches about conventionality as its main subject matter, then that is a interpretable sutra. Then here at the beginning of the at the Tsongkhapa's Changge Le Shen Yingbo, the essence of true eloquence, then in this text, Jay Tsongkhapa, he said the teachings of Jay Tsongkhapa is divided into showing the differentiation of definitive sutra and interpretable sutra. There's two of them. One is in reliance, independence upon the Lodzu Miseba Denpa Do, which is the sutra taught by the Bodhisattva inexhaustible wisdom. And then this is the Majjhimika school. And then there's also the differentiation of definitive sutra and interpretable sutras, independence upon the Sandinya Mochana Sutra, Sutra Unraveling Thoughts. So then here it comes the question whether Heart Sutra is an interpretable sutra or if it's a definitive sutra. And here we say that Heart Sutra is a definitive sutra. The reason why it is a definitive sutra is because a Heart Sutra teaches about ultimate truth as its main subject matter. Therefore, it is a definitive sutra. Likewise, the extensive, medium, and condensed version of Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, all of these are definitive sutras. Here in the sutra you can see it says form is emptiness. Form is empty. So this is showing then this is showing that form is empty of true existence, which is the ultimate truth. So therefore Heart Sutra teaches about emptiness. So here Buddha taught that form is empty of true existence, and then this is a definitive in a sense that the ultimate we say the final reality of things like of form is Buddha says things are empty, form is empty of true existence, and then the final nature of form is as described by this statement. The final nature is not anything other than the final as revered by the statement of form is empty of true existence. So then here, for instance, Buddha also taught that compounded phenomena, things which are created through the coming together of cause and conditions, the compounded phenomena are impermanent. The contaminated is suffering, and then all phenomena are emptiness, all phenomena are selfless, and then nirvana is peace. Then it says that the compounded phenomena are impermanent, and then the contaminated are suffering, and then all phenomena are selfless. So here in a statement, when it says that compounded phenomena are impermanent, so this statement is revealing the nature of compounded phenomena. Impermanence is the nature of compounded phenomena. However, it is not the final nature of compounded phenomena, because there is other than its impermanence, there is another nature, which is the final nature of impermanence, which is the final nature of compounded phenomena. Since its final nature has to be explained otherwise, other than impermanence, therefore therefore here we say the statement. Compounded phenomena are impermanent is interpretable because its final nature has to be explained other than what is explicitly stated. So here also at the beginning of Jerem Boche's text, Essence of True Eloquence, there are two translations, a little bit different titles. Well, one is just give the titles. One is Professor Thurman's Central Philosophy of Tibet, and the other is Professor Jeffrey Hopkins' Essence of True Eloquence, emptiness according to the mind only school of Tibetan Buddhism. That was roughly that title. It's a new book, which is only part of the translation and commentary. So there are two of them. Then according to this Jezong Kaba's text, at the beginning of the text, Jezong Kaba says it is difficult to understand, to realize the meaning of emptiness without relying on. So he says, in order to realize the meaning of emptiness, the realization of emptiness depends upon differentiation between the definitive sutras and interpretable sutras. So it says, so basically without differentiating the difference between the interpretable sutras and the definitive sutras, it is impossible to realize emptiness. So then the teaching of for instance the teaching of emptiness as described in Heart Sutra was clarified by Nagarjuna and his disciples in the most extensive and clear way. So then there is the also the other aspect of the teaching of the implicit subject of the teaching in the like Heart Sutra where it talks about the five levels of the path of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and path of normal learning, the sort of the stages, the steps, the stages of the path. So this is revealed by Master Asanga in connection with the middle, in connection with the Chitta Mantra, the mind-only school philosophical view. So here Buddha also prophesied that in the future, 900 years after he passed into Nirvana, Master Asanga is going to appear and open the tradition of the Mahayana, the way of Mahayana, in connection with the mind-only philosophical view. Here the story was the 900 years after Buddha passed into Nirvana, and there was an Indian woman. Then some say that he is an emanation of Tara, and then this woman had incredible faith in the Mahayana teaching of Buddha, and then he really felt that very strongly that he could not bear to see that Mahayana teaching are degenerated. So his thought is that she's going to give birth to children and instruct his children to restore the Mahayana teachings. So then what happened is he had two husbands, one is a man from the caste of from the royal caste, and then the one husband who is from the royal caste. He gave birth to Master Asanga, and then he also have with another man from the Brahmin caste. He gave birth to Master Vasubandhu.
Lojuni ge talan juzun shangwan gishi shezi ne ne gane ga chunen chizwan des.
Then Master Asanga meditated in a mountain in China for 12 years. And at the very end, he was able to see Bodhisattva Maitreya face to face, and was led to the place of Maitreya in the Tushita Heaven, Tushita Heaven where Maitreya stay, called Yiga Chunzin.
Ta hai nyama ngaruji ane ga de ga chen jo re su re
ta nyama ka
chi nyama jo ki moni moni su re
ka ka shi
mo lu je na mo lu nga ju chen za re mo lu nga ju ga de ga chen jo ne ja wa sha mo mo ni le ane so ji chu chu de jang de re su
ji la yi nyama ka chi
hai nyama nga ru moni
nga ju
nga ru chi
nga ru chi
mo lu nga ju re ru
la le ka ju chi okay, so he spent there like only one morning in the Tushita Heaven, but it equals to the Milog in Najara. Then that one morning in the Tushita Heaven equals 1,500 years in on Earth. So then he after then he came back and brought he studied and brought back the five treatises of Maitreya, the five books of Maitreya. So these are the Abhisamaya Alamkara, ornament for clear realization, and then Tepachimbu Dodejen, the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, which is the ornament for the Mahayana Sutras. Then also Utanamche, differentiation between the middle and the extremes, and then Chodan Chuing Namba Cheba, the differentiation of Dharma and the nature of Dharma, and then also Uttara Tantra, which is the highest continuum. So he studied, he brought back those five, the five books of Maitreya, and then he also composed the Sadenga, the Rukachara Bhumi, the five levels, and then also the two compendiums, the Tepachimbu Gun, Tepachimbu Jig Hajore, Mundu, Mumba Gundu, Mumba Gundu Jiji, Tepachimbu Techin Gundu.
Don't I need a Gundu Doa Man, Doa, Doa.
And then also the two compendiums are the Abhidhamma Samuchaya, compendium of Abhidhamma, and then also the compendium of Mahayana, and the two compendiums. So he composed those, and in this way he was able to open the world is the open it became an opener of the chariot way, kind of a founder, reveal. He revealed the way of Mahayana in connection with the Chitta Mantra philosophical mind only philosophical view. So then here and now nowadays the ability of us to be able to study the presentation of the structure of the path, kind of the path of accumulation, path of preparation, and seeing, meditation, no more learning. The fact that we can study this is due to the kindness of Master Asanga, and then the opportunity we have to study the presentation of emptiness is due to the kindness of Nagarjuna. So we really owe to these two masters. Master Vasubandhu, he first studied with an Indian master Dusang, and he was at the very beginning he was Sochantika. Then Master Asanga, then we say that his final view is the Prasangika view, the Prasangika, the consequent school within the Majjhimika school. However, the books he wrote is according to the Chitta Mantra or the mind only view. Then why we say that the Asanga, Master Asanga, is a Prasangika? Then the reason for saying that is because he composed a commentary on Uttara Tantra, which is done in accordance with the Prasangika view. And then it says the master Vasubandhu first he studied with an Indian master Dusang, and then he was known for his extensive intelligence. Then it seems that his intelligence was even greater than that of Asanga.
And then
it says the first Vasubandhu, he was writing books to refute his brother, and he says my brother, he went to the mountain and he meditated for 12 years and he didn't understand emptiness. Now he come out of the retreat and he write a lot of books. Then Master Asanga was very skillful, so what he did is he made two boys memorize the Mahayana teachings and send them to the place where Vasubandhu stayed, and he made those two boys who has a very nice voice to recite the teachings around the place where Vasubandhu stayed. Because they was reciting those teachings, and then Vasubandhu, he was listening, and then he find out that the Mahayana teachings were incredible. Then Vasubandhu asked his brother, what kind of study did you do? What kind of understanding did you have? Then Master Asanga, he says, I do not have a great intelligence as you do, but what I did is I asked a deity, then I write down what he said. Then Vasubandhu says, if that is the case, and then please also act as a mediator and try to create a make a connection between me and your deity. So then Asanga made a request. He brought the question to the inquiry to the Maitreya. Then Maitreya said, he told Vasubandhu that in this very life, Vasubandhu is not able to meet with Maitreya because in the early part of his life he wrote a lot of books to refute the Mahayana teachings. So he made him compose a lot of teachings to spread Mahayana. So then later Vasubandhu became a Chittamantra, become a mind only school of teacher. So then, even though the Heart Sutra is short, but the meaning is really very extensive, because you can extend the teaching to include the 8 chapters of Abhisamya Alamkala, the Maitreya's text, Ornament for Clear Realization, and then, if you want, you can also extend it to include the 10 chapters of Majjhimaka Avatara, Chandrakirti's Guide to the Middle Way. The 10, it's called the 10 generation of the mind. That's the what is called the 10 of these, basically the 10 chapters of Majjhimaka Avatara.